Loper stopped the pickup, and he and Slim stepped out. The cow watched their every move, which was okay because I watched her every move. She sniffed the air and bawled and looked over towards the calf. She backed up a few steps and started pawing up dirt. So, we had one here that was going to play the tough guy routine. I've seen it many times in my career, and I have my little bag of tricks that I use on cows like her. Sometimes I bite their heels. Sometimes I bite them on the flanks. Sometimes I take a killer hold on their noses. But in all cases, I use quickness and superior intelligence to beat them at their own shabby game. But here's the thing to remember. When one goes to pawing up dirt, it does something to me, inflames me, gets me all stirred up, makes me want to dive out of the pickup and go on the attack, which is sort of what I did. I flew out of the pickup like an arrow on its way to the target, hit the ground running, and went into what we call pre-gather barkeration mode. Behind the complex technical language lies a simple truth, which is that a lot of times you can accomplish your primary objectives with a stern barking. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. I had just dived out of the pickup and gone into pre-gather barkeration mode. I gave her three rapid barks as a way of beginning the procedure and testing her resolve. You might say that her resolve tested out pretty high. I knew I had a bad cow here when she answered my first three barks by loading me up on her horns and throwing me a distance of, shall we say, something in the 10 to 12 foot range. In this business, we refer to this as pre-gather flying lessons. That's kind of an inside joke, see, because we rarely plan it that way for obvious reasons. But the fact that it's an inside joke doesn't necessarily mean that it's funny. Basically, it's not funny at all. Basically, it hurts. You might say that she caught me slightly off guard and that landing on my back did nasty things to my ability to breathe and see. I staggered to my feet and waited for the cowboys to come to my rescue.
Hank, you idiot, leave the cow alone. You've got her so stirred up, we won't be able to do a thing with her.
Huh? Leave the... Well, hey, I can take a hint. By George, it doesn't take a full orchestra and a neon sign to get a point across to Hank the cowdog. I dragged my powerful but wounded body out of the field of battle and took cover, so to speak, behind the pickup. Loper had taken a catch rope out of the cab, and I listened as they discussed their next move. It appeared that, for reasons unknown at that point, they wanted to load the cow and calf into the trailer. How did they plan to do that out in the pasture, where they had no pens or loading facilities?